Alaska's bountiful seafood harvests continue to be free of any radiation released from the 2011 Japanese tsunami and resultant nuclear power plant meltdown at Fukushima. In figures released today, samples taken during the 2015 summer season showed there was no indication of any of the radionuclides associated with the power plant, such as iodine-131, cesium-134, or cesium-134. 137. Marlena Brewer from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Division of Environmental Health said the results from 2014 suggested testing again this summer.
From some of the modeling and other efforts indicated that the highest levels of radiation might peak in 2015. So there was concern about fish in 2015 and continued monitoring. So we were successful in coordinating again with the FDA to do the analyses of the fish from this fishing season. And again, all of those results were non-detect.
Brewer said that it's possible to tell the age and source of radiation found in samples based on several characteristics.
There are some that stick around for a very long time, if you will, and then some that are have a very short lifetime, and they degrade very rapidly. So you can look for those ones that are shorter lived is an indicator of a newer source. And then also specific types of radionuclides that are specific to different, nuclear power versus other sources of radiation.
As Brewer mentioned, the DEC worked with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on the testing.
We worked very closely with the FDA for sampling methodologies to make sure that we collected the samples according to their protocols. And the DEC inspectors that were going out for your regularly scheduled inspections of seafood processors throughout the state, they collected additional samples during those inspections for the FDA testing. We didn't have any money, the state didn't have any additional money to go out and sample specifically for these. So we took the advantage of our regularly scheduled inspections as an opportunity to go out there and collect additional samples to send off to FDA. And then the FDA, used the same protocols that they test all food products with.
The Alaska Fish Radiation Sampling Partnership, including the DEC and the Department of Health and Social Services, received national recognition from the FDA for its work in keeping Alaska seafood safe. DEC Commissioner Larry Hartig said the state's ability to point at the lab analysis in confirming the health of Alaska's fisheries is important to consumers nationally and internationally. As for the next year, Brewer says other testing will go on, but so far, probably none for radiation.
We haven't discussed, continuing the monitoring for the radiation. We do have an ongoing fish monitoring program where we test for a multitude of different environmental contaminants, and we are going to continue with that, of course. But at this time, there haven't been the discussions about continuing the radiological testing.
The fish species covered in the testing include all five kinds of salmon, halibut, pollock, sablefish, and Pacific cod.